Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We haven't even brought up Honey Badger. He was signed on Friday or Saturday, which was it? I forget. Anyway,
it was Friday.
1 year deal. He took less money to stay here than go back to the Cardinals.
I don't know what people are more excited about. Honey Badger for a year, Jose Altuve agreeing to an extension. Twitter just, oh my God, it's happening. People are making videos. There were dances in the street. People are having cakes made. I'm like, it's a 1 year deal at low dollars.
Yeah, dude is trying to get himself a big deal. Maybe going to a place that will appreciate him more. Maybe going to a place where he can. Well, with Deshaun, and if they win, and with a pass rush, when you got Clowney, Merciless, and JJ, how much better are you going to look as a defensive back?
Well, this is one thing that people need to realize. When you're getting all excited about Matthew, I understand the name. He just signed a one-year deal for $7 million. This should tell you a little something about the way that the league now currently sees him. Yeah. Is the tape for the last couple of years has not been the same. Not the same guy. Hey, everyone's excited about the name. They better find the right way to use him because it's not in man coverage on the slot. That's not it. And if they try it, he's going to have the same issues with Texans.
That's Colvin's job, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, unless Colvin plays outside. But J.Jo's back now, so it looks like they're going to use Honey Badger the way he's... I tell you, increasingly, I'm becoming more and more confident in Brian Gaine every day because he's... He hasn't done anything stupid in free agent signings.
No.
They've been very smart. He's put him in Colvin. He re-ups with J.Jo for a year. So now you got Kareem, J.Jo, Colvin, and Kevin Johnson, which makes me wonder if Kareem could be out after June 1st.
Kareem, and you save six, I want to say.
Or Matthew at free safety, Kareem at a strong safety spot, and maybe Andre Howell is a sub-package guy. Maybe that's what they're going to do. So I feel like...
I like Andre Howell's nose for the ball.
Great nose for the
ball. He does. Now, that said, last year was not... He was not as good. But without a pass rush, you can... See, I think Honey Badger... And everybody's... And I listen in the summer, oh my God, they think that Honey Badger now just changes this to... like an unbelievable defense. Listen, what's going to change this to an unbelievable defense is a pass rush. And, you know, I think it was a great move. Take $1 million less, look better because you've got a better front seven. Going into last year before the injuries, the Texans were ranked as the best front seven in the NFL. Now, coming back now, whether or not J.J. is going to be that guy, I don't know. Whitney Merciless, hopefully he gets back to being the guy that he was. I expect that.
Honestly, it's hard for
Cunningham,
me to expect
J.J. With Dylan Cole, and those guys didn't even figure in last year.
Young and will get better. Bernardrick McKinney is very solidly turned into a really, very quietly turned into a really solid linebacker.
However.
Tackle machine. Yep.
However, if you can isolate him in coverage, you're going
to
win.
Well, that's why you have Zach Cunningham there.
Right.
So you don't ask him to have to cover.
Yeah, hopefully you don't. Yeah.
And he rushes on, and he can rush on
and he does a nice job. Yeah.
So, I the J.J. thing would be nice. It'd be nice if J.J. comes back healthy. But if not, they have. Now, we're talking about, they've helped their secondary. Really, what they did was they added, if you really think about it, they re-upped with a corner who's losing his speed in J.Jo. They added Aaron Colvin, who could play inside or outside. He could end up being an outside corner. And then they added Tyrann Mathieu, who has good instincts and a nose for the ball, but struggles a little bit in coverage. But I think they're putting him in a better position to succeed, which is important. But they still have holes. Like, don't think that J.Jo's a one-year deal, Mathieu is a one-year deal, and Kareem is just about done. At least with the Texans, unless he's able to switch to safety and extend his career. And Kevin Johnson, we haven't had great success with Kevin Johnson. So corner is definitely going to be addressed. And my guess is safety will too.
Well,
that's not going to change in the draft.
Well, this year, you can't do everything. redoing. Did anybody think, Jay? You know, JJ, you say one, and everybody say he did a 2-year deal. Well, it was really a 1-year deal. But basically, JJ did a 1-year deal. This offseason,
if you look at the guarantee, it's barely a 1-year deal.
This offseason, rebuild the offensive line. To makeshift whatever you can do to help and fill all the holes at corner, because it's 1-year deals. There's no long term. Right now, there are zero long term answers in their secondary. Zero.
Yeah, I can't. Can you give that to Kevin Johnson?
No.
Well, Aaron Colvin is the one that you just.
Oh yeah, you got a couple. Three years. Yeah. Aaron Colvin, one guy
this
that you
is a
can
big
count on.
Year for Kevin Johnson. He's got to prove to be a make it guy, or he's not going to get that 5th year picked up, option year picked up.
Nope. So, you know, I would fully expect now, and we've talked about trading up, I would fully expect them to trade up big to get that left tackle in the draft.
Yeah.
Since they have addressed the defensive backfield, let's not forget about KJ Dillon. Let's not forget about Andre Hal. Let's not forget about that they're probably going. They're probably almost set in their defensive backfield. They have to, in this draft, have to get that left tackle.
I think once it gets past the first 40 picks, depending on who slides out of the first 40, is where they could start to say, okay, let's make a move up. Let's start to do it. I don't think they want to go too far up because it might be too expensive. But once they get to 41, 42, I could see them trying to package, flip-flop their third and maybe next year's third to move up, something like that. See what the Colts did over the weekend?
Well, let's talk about it on the other side.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.